news, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning, everybody. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton. And I guess the humidity was down a little bit when you were at the beach. It was like Sunday morning, something strange. It was like, well, it's not that bad outside.
Yeah, it felt pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. Still very hot, but not as hot as it could have been.
Humidity climbing back up, according to Dr. Bill, so get ready for that, and get ready for the latest word from the streets and the highways. Kane's got traffic right now.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. It's been a good ride across the Bayway. The causeway, each direction, pretty heavy traffic, so be patient. State Troopers, again, we've got the radar northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, so watch your speed. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You know, you can rent their carts for any special occasion or buy a new or used cart too. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Inviting someone in your home to care for a loved one is a difficult decision. I'm Daphne with Southern Cross Home Care. At Southern Cross, we offer companionship to total care for all ages. Our family of caregivers are selected for their experience and compassion. We provide ongoing training to meet the safety and needs of all of our clients. Contact us at southerncrosshomecare.com or follow us on Facebook and let our family care for your family.
FM Talk 106.5. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig. Three big things include the latest on the averted mass shooting at Bass Pro Shops in Spanish Fort over the weekend. Trump and Biden kind of sparring with each other on the economy, among other things. And Baldwin County Schools are providing free meals for traditional students through the end of the calendar year. You can check those stories out online, too. Dalton's got them posted there at FM Talk 106.5.com.
All right, and let's look at the COVID-19 numbers as we do every morning right here on Mobile Mornings. And things looking better still. We're not out of the woods yet, but nationally over 6.2 million total cases and over 181,000 have died due to COVID-19. Now, nationally, the number of daily new cases has kind of leveled off at around 40,000 per day over the last 2 weeks after it fell from its peak for over a month. Right now, we're averaging around what we were seeing back on June 29th at 40,496 new cases per day. Some good news, the number of patients currently hospitalized with the virus is down to 32,002. That's the lowest that number has been since June 26th. In America, testing around 727,000 per day, right around 5.5% of those test results are coming back positive, and that number has been fairly steady over the last few weeks. We're now averaging 817 deaths per day nationwide. That's the lowest number since July 21st. Now, looking at the state of Alabama, over 121,000 confirmed cases in the state, and 2,152 have died with COVID. The number of daily new cases has fallen to 617 per day in our state. That's the lowest that number's been since June the 23rd. We're averaging over 4,500 tests per day. Unfortunately, those are the lowest numbers in testing we've seen since early June, so hopefully that number starts to rise again. But then again, the number of tests might be lower because there are fewer people experiencing symptoms and going out to get tested. Mm-hmm. Right now, 858 Alabamians are currently hospitalized with COVID. That's up by about 17 from Sunday, which was the lowest number of people in the hospital since July the 4th. And daily deaths in Alabama have dropped to 10 per day. That's the lowest since one day in mid-August, but closer to what we were seeing in early July. We had that number for a while there in early July. And at Alabama's previous peak, we were averaging 27 deaths per day back on July 27th. Now, looking at Mobile and Baldwin counties, 104 people were hospitalized with COVID in Mobile as of the Mobile County Health Department's latest update on Thursday. And during our peak at the end of July, over 200 were hospitalized. So that number has been cut by nearly half. Mobile now averaging 35 new cases per day, while Baldwin County is averaging 23 per day. That's the lowest for Mobile since June 17th and the lowest for Baldwin County since June 28th. Been nearly 3 months since we've seen numbers that low in our area. Locally in Mobile and Baldwin County, we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths attributed to COVID per day since mid-July. Right now, between the two counties, we're averaging just over 2 per day. That's the lowest that we've seen in 2 months. And then looking at the counties that surround us, Washington County now has 500 cases with 13 deaths. Clark County, 930 cases with 13 deaths. Monroe County, 437 cases with 6 that have died. Kanaka County, 437 cases with 11 deaths. Escambia County has had over 1,200 cases with 22 that have died. Choctaw County, 325 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 474 cases with 11 deaths. But just like Mobile and Baldwin counties, the numbers for our surrounding rural counties have dropped massively over the last couple of months.
Okay, and we mentioned this last hour. Before we do the things that come naturally to many of us, like me, like filling up taverns and hugging it out, we can't do that just yet because, a great example of that is this wedding reception in Maine, where Maine has so few cases, and suddenly 147 cases, including 3 deaths, have come from this one super spreader, one event.
Yeah.
In a state that's been pretty much unaffected.
Yeah, and it's so strange. You know, we hear stories about things like that wedding in Maine. We've seen stories like that throughout the last few months, whether it's a church service or, and I'm surprised that with all the protests and rioting that we haven't seen more traced back to that.
Yep,
and I don't
agree.
Know whether that's from a lack of individual reporting on those, because you find it just doesn't make sense, right?
I know. You've done as good a job as anybody trying to make sense of all of this, and yet at the end of these reports, you and I just kind of stare at each other and say, well, what do we really... We know the numbers. We think we know the trends, but what do we really know?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what we know is we need to continue to try and stay safe.
And the thing about this virus, it affects so many people. It's such a potent virus for some people. And then for others, it just doesn't affect at all. I mean, there's been cases here locally where you've got several people that test positive, and the people they work and live around don't.
Nothing.
Somehow. So,
yeah.
So strange, and they're still trying to figure this thing out. And not out of the woods yet, but I will say taking an overall look at the numbers, things are looking better. But you look at the national media, they say they are worried about Labor Day and with all the gatherings over these last 4 days,
mm-hmm.
whether that will cause a spike in the numbers like we saw after Independence Day. But we'll have to wait and see.
Okay, so some of the changes that have come about may become more permanent. For instance, because of the coronavirus, more work from home jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting used to that. And people are getting used to working from home. And then offices, home offices are probably beginning to sublease some of their areas because they're like, well, we don't need all this office space now, and it makes sense, right?
Yeah,
it
definitely.
It makes sense in dollars and cents.
Yeah, I think a lot of companies may have already been on the verge of going virtual, and this kind of sped that up for so many different companies. And then a lot of companies that didn't know they'd be able to survive and even thrive with workers working from home, and they've found that it can work. But such a big part of this is the mental health of people as well. And whether it's kids that are home from school that are forced to learn virtually, or people that work day jobs and haven't been, around the water cooler in months now that have been forced to work from home, that's something you have to keep in mind also.
Yeah, I agree 100% because I went through that even before COVID when I was told to go away. And it affects you because the people that you work with every day, they become almost like, a secondary family.
Mm-hmm.
And that socially is taken away from you. That's a whole lot gone from your life.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And there's actually a new story out, and I'm trying to really delve into this and figure it out, but this could be a big story. And it appears that the report that was put in front of Congress that kind of spurred this entire shutdown on, there might have been a mix-up in the data that they were using. So back in February, when they relayed this report to lawmakers and Dr. Anthony Fauci was there reporting the numbers. I'm not exactly sure how this works, but it appears that while they were trying to show how deadly the coronavirus could eventually be by comparing it to the flu, your standard yearly flu, they mixed up the infection fatality rate with the case fatality rate. Mm. And an infection fatality rate just means of all the people that become infected, every single positive case, whether it's someone who doesn't even know they have the virus or someone who eventually ends up in the hospital.
The percentage of them that die.
That's where the infection fatality rate comes. Now, the case fatality rate is for someone who is greatly affected by the virus and actually ends up in the hospital. What percentage of those people eventually die from the disease? Well, the number that apparently was laid out in front of lawmakers was that case fatality rate that showed, and they were looking at it as if it was a portion of America that could die. That's where the 1% came from, where they said if we tried to do herd immunity, if everyone in the United States became infected with this, 1% would die. That's what was placed out there in front of the lawmakers, when in fact, that should have been the case fatality rate. So of all the people that become greatly affected by the virus, the people that know they have it and are sick for weeks and even months and eventually possibly die, that's the number that they were using to show the entirety of America if they were to catch the virus.
Wow.
So they based the shutdowns on what appears to be some infactual information. And, you know, I'm sure there's going to be more reporting on this over the coming days.
Or not.
Or there might not be, but this was put out in I think Cambridge put this out here recently. So that's another factor in this, and I'm going to keep reading and looking into this because that could end up being a major, major story.
It is 17 after 7, and sports is up in 2 minutes.
Yeah, the head coach at Southern Miss has now resigned after losing to the South Alabama Jaguars, and Dustin Johnson took home $15 million yesterday for winning on the PGA Tour. I'll let you know more about that and more coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A body found yesterday near the Alabama Welcome Center on Interstate 10 is on its way to Montgomery to be identified. Baldwin County deputies are investigating the discovery as a homicide. Employees of the Alabama rest area at the Florida State Line found the body Monday morning. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. Family members say a man accused of opening fire outside Bass Pro Shop in Spanish Fort began acting strangely about a week ago. 38-year-old Robert Smith Jr. is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning charged with assault, discharging a firearm into an occupied building, reckless endangerment, and resisting arrest. Smith's family says they do not know what motivated him, armed with 8 weapons and hundreds of rounds of ammo, to open fire in the retailer's parking lot. Tuscaloosa bars will reopen today, 2 weeks after they were forced to close. Bars will be allowed to operate at 50% capacity with a maximum of 100 customers. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942-built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. 1 and 2 bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
Good morning, 719 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Dan, we're only like 8 or 9 games into the 2020 college football season.
Yes.
And already a coach down. I repeat, coach down.
Way to go, Sal.
just 4 days after the Southern Miss Golden Eagles lost to the South Alabama Jaguars, Southern Miss head coach Jay Hobson resigned from his position just one game into the 2020 season.
It is so unacceptable to lose to South Alabama at this moment in time. I'm just saying, there's the proof right there.
Who does Southern Miss think they are? They think they're Clemson? That's what I don't understand. If Clemson loses to South, that's one thing.
Yeah, right.
But Jabo's
selling cars again.
It was an upset, but it wasn't that shocking for the South Alabama Jaguars to beat Southern Miss. Well, Golden Eagles athletic director Jeremy McClain announced yesterday that he and Hobson came to a, quote, mutual decision. And you know what that means.
Yeah.
They came to a mutual decision for Hobson to step down after four seasons at the helm. Co-offensive coordinator Scotty Walden will take over as interim head coach of the Golden Eagles. Hobson took over at Southern Miss prior to 2016. He went 28-23 overall and 20-12 in Conference USA games over the last four-plus seasons. Hobson led the Golden Eagles to three bowl games, but never finished higher than second place in the Conference USA's West Division. Now, Southern Miss lost 32-21 to South Alabama on Thursday night in their season opener. That's despite the Eagles being 13.5-point favorites. Their defense gave up 526 yards to the Jags, including 363 yards passing between Jags quarterbacks Desmond Trotter and Chase Lovertich. Last night, BYU routed Navy 55-3 to wrap up the first week of college football. The Cougars outgained Navy 580 yards to 149 and held on to the ball for nearly 37.5 minutes of the game. The ACC and Big 12 will begin their 2020 seasons later this week. First game of the week of week two is set for Thursday night with UAB heading to Miami to take on the Hurricanes. And if UAB beats Miami, maybe Joey Diaz. Or not Joey Diaz, but...
watch it.
Maybe the Miami
Matt
coach
Diaz
will be looking, yeah, maybe he'll be looking for a new job. Now in golf, Dustin Johnson...
You got an opening at Southern Miss.
Yeah, he could just head right on over there. In golf, Dustin Johnson completed a great run through the final months of the PGA Tour season by taking home the 2020 Tour Championship at Eastlake Golf Club yesterday. Johnson became the first number one seed at the Tour Championship to win the FedEx Cup since Tiger Woods back in 2009. He began this weekend tournament at 10 under par due to his season ranking and shot 11 under over the four rounds to finish at 21 under par. Johnson won by three strokes over Justin Thomas and Xander Schauffele and took home the $15 million jackpot for winning the championship. 722 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Lots on the way, including Dr. Bill's weather and Kane with traffic.
It's all about you.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday from Kobe Subaru here, inviting you to participate in Subaru's Love Strikes Twice event now through September 30th. There's never been a better time to buy a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about this exclusive event and schedule your VIP appointment. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning again, everyone, from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. So far, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Cottage Hill, again, you'll see heavier traffic near Hillcrest. Also along Airport and Dolphin at 65, but no major delays across the Bayway. Spanish Fort and Daphne, you're clear. At Premier Medical in Mobile and Daphne, they have 36 of the region's best doctors for all your eye, ear, nose, and throat care needs. All board certified with over 100 years of serving the Gulf Coast. See them at pmg.md. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
New Lucky Dogs. It's Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig with Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. This is week number three.
Yeah.
Together. Still an occasional calamity, but I'm starting to get it together. 7:25, not a calamity on the campaign trails, but there's a lot of talk going back and forth.
Yeah, the drama started months ago, but now with Labor Day yesterday, it has officially started.
Because, exactly.
Labor Day usually marks the unofficial start to the fall campaign season. And yesterday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, accepting the endorsement of three major workers' unions, while President Trump held an impromptu news conference at the White House, and both, of course, took swipes at each other. Biden said Trump, quote, lives by a code of lies, greed, and selfishness. And the president said that Biden and his vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, would, quote, destroy the country and economy. Now, Vice President Mike Pence and Biden's running mate Harris were in the battleground state of Wisconsin yesterday. Both campaigns focused on the recent protests that have roiled Wisconsin and the rest of the nation after police shot Jacob Blake, a black man in Kenosha last month. Harris yesterday met privately with Blake's family at the Milwaukee airport after she arrived, and she spoke with Blake by phone from his hospital bed. While Pence, he touched on the protests and riots during a speech in La Crosse, Wisconsin, where he toured an energy facility.
Now, to be clear, any incident involving the police use of force will always be thoroughly investigated, but there is no excuse for the rioting and looting that we have seen in Kenosha and in cities across the country. And this violence against civilians, against property, and against law enforcement must stop, and it must stop now.
Now, I mentioned Biden was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and while there, he spoke to a small group of labor leaders in a backyard in actually Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and that's where he criticized Trump for, quote, refusing to deal with the problems that affect ordinary people, and Biden also called for strengthening unions.
I've said it time and again, and I'll say it again and again. Wall Street did not build this country. You did. The great American middle class, and the middle class was built by unions. Unions.
Now, a major talking point now in this race is the potential of a COVID-19 vaccine possibly coming out as early as October or early November. And yesterday, while President Trump was holding that impromptu news conference from the White House, he went after Biden and Harris for saying they would be worried about an early deployment of COVID-19 vaccines. On Sunday, on CNN, Harris said she would, quote, not trust the president's word on getting the vaccine. And then yesterday, Biden was asked if he would get a vaccine for COVID-19. He said he would take a vaccine, but he wants to see what the scientists have to say first. Also, the president continued to defend himself against allegations that were reported last week in The Atlantic that he decried members of the military and America's war dead as, quote, losers and suckers. Yesterday, former National Security Advisor John Bolton also pushed back against the claims against the president. Bolton said, quote, according to what the article said, the president made disparaging remarks about soldiers and people buried in the cemetery in connection with the decision for him to not go to the ceremony that was planned that afternoon, and that was simply false. Mm-hmm. So Labor Day kicked off the unofficial start of the fall campaign season, and less than 2 months to go, we'll be seeing more and more of this every single day.
Bolton also had some unflattering things to say, but he cleared that up anyway. It is 7:28. Dr. Bill says humidity is beginning to come on back into our lives. He's got to look at that weather forecast in about 2 minutes on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A body found yesterday near the Alabama Welcome Center on Interstate 10 is on its way to Montgomery to be identified. Baldwin County deputies are investigating the discovery as a homicide. Employees of the Alabama rest area at the Florida state line found the body Monday morning. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. Family members say a man accused of opening fire outside Bass Pro Shop in Spanish Fort began acting strangely about a week ago. 38-year-old Robert Smith Jr. is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning charged with assault, discharging a firearm into an occupied building, reckless endangerment, and resisting arrest. Smith's family says they do not know what motivated him, armed with 8 weapons and hundreds of rounds of ammo, to open fire in the retailer's parking lot. Tuscaloosa bars will reopen today, 2 weeks after they were forced to close. Bars will be allowed to operate at 50% capacity with a maximum of 100 customers. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he never heard President Trump insult or disparage members of the military during a trip to France in 2018, a trip that Bolton was on and during which he was with President Trump most of the time.
I can't prove the negative that he never said those things. The president has a habit of disparaging people. He ends up denigrating almost everybody that he comes in contact with whose last name is not Trump.
At the same time as he made those remarks to Fox News, Bolton called out Trump for disparaging the top generals at the Pentagon. President Trump talking about plans for a second term, telling reporters outside the White House yesterday, seven major trade deals are currently in the works. He also promised to keep cutting regulations. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Britain began a fresh round of Brexit trade talks by warning the European Union that it's ramping up preparations to leave the bloc without an agreement as the two sides bicker over rules that govern nearly $1 trillion in trade. Britain left the EU on January 31st, but talks on new trade terms have made little headway as the clock ticks down to an October deadline for a new deal and the end of the status quo transition arrangement in late December. Major auction houses have in recent years added sales of sports, music, and fashion paraphernalia in order to cater to an expanding market for pop culture items, especially among the younger generation of collectors. Next week, Sotheby's will launch its first hip-hop auction, a live event in New York that will feature 120 lots reflecting the impact of the movement on art and culture from the late 70s up to the present. Crude oil sharply lower, down $2.21 at $37.56 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Hey folks, this is Randy Bergen, host of Southern Fairways Golf Show, presented by McConnell Automotive. Well, not a whole lot happening in the world of sports, but golf is cranked back up, and we'll keep you up to date on the happenings as well as have some great guests, and we'll keep you entertained with some unexpected giggles. Don't let anybody know, but you can also watch us on Facebook and YouTube. So tee it up with us this Sunday starting at 11 a.m. for Southern Fairways Golf Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Good morning, Dr. Bill. It is 7:35. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and Dr. Bill Williams kind of sorting everything out weather-wise. What's going on?
Well, looks like we're going to get back to normal here along the Gulf Coast. Over the weekend, we had lower humidity, even though some very warm temperatures, 95 on Saturday, and yesterday looks so about 90 degrees. But the humidity was on the low side, but now it's going to start to build up as we get a southeast wind and the moisture gets into the atmosphere, and we'll see things get back to normal. And once we get that increase in humidity, we have that chance of thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. So today, look for partly cloudy skies with a few scattered thunderstorms. The high today up around 91, 92 degrees. Tonight, maybe an isolated thunderstorm or two around in the evening. Low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, I expect mostly sunny skies and get a chance for those afternoon thunderstorms. And the high tomorrow will be in the lower 90s. Now, the rest of the week, scattered afternoon thunderstorms for Thursday and Friday with temperatures in the low 90s. And then over the weekend, a good chance for thunderstorm activity in the afternoon. And the highs on Saturday around 90, and then the upper 80s on Sunday. So, yes, things get back to normal along the Gulf Coast after a nice weekend.
Yeah, a couple of nice days with lower humidity, and now back to that typical Alabama summertime weather. For my sanity's sake, Dr. Bill, when do we traditionally experience the first kind of cool down in our area? Is it October? Is it late September? When do we normally feel that first bit of breeze come through?
Yeah, actually, anywhere from the mid to latter part of September is when we get our first really cool wave, which drops those temperatures down into the low 60s, and maybe if we're lucky into the upper 50s. So it'll take another week or so, and we may start to see something pushing down to our area. We're already seeing out in the Rockies where snow is occurring.
Yeah.
In Colorado, and so there's some chilly air out there, but it's going to be a while before it gets down to our area.
Yeah, I think it was like 100 degrees in parts of Colorado over the weekend, and then tonight dropping down to freezing temperatures. They were actually under a snow weather warning while they were in the hundreds the other day.
So, yeah, they were warning of what was coming.
In a few days, they'll be back up into the 80s.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, as far as we're concerned, I mean, that snow it won't get as far south as Wagerville or anything like that. I think we're okay, Doc.
We're okay as far as the snow, so you can kind of put the shovel away.
But also, I know that the Atlantic and off the right off the coast of Africa, there's some things that have got your attention.
Oh yes, we have two named storms now out in the distant tropical Atlantic, Paulette and Renee. Paulette is about halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast, and it's a tropical storm. It looks like it'll be turning more to the north. Renee, which is a little closer to Africa, will also turn to the north and could become a hurricane or other soon. Looks like both of those are going to stay out in the open waters of the Atlantic. But we do have a rather low-level circulation now that is well off the coast of the Carolinas. But it's moving to the west, right toward the Carolinas, and it could develop into a tropical depression in the next couple of days, and could bring quite a bit of rain and some gusty winds to the Carolinas later in the week. And also, it looks like another very strong tropical wave that's about to come off the African coast. This one has a very good chance of becoming a named storm as it moves west across the tropical Atlantic over the next few days. So it's very busy out over the Atlantic, but we're fortunate it's quiet over the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, that's always a good thing, especially this time of year, because the Gulf right now has got to be, it's like a pot of water on the stovetop, right, Doc?
Yes,
I mean,
it's
sitting there ready to churn something up if something comes that way.
And all we have to do is have more favorable conditions in the upper atmosphere, and if something gets into the Gulf now, it will virtually explode, very much like the previous storm that went into Louisiana, where it was able to build very, very rapidly.
Dr. Bill, thank you for your time, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Okay, Dan.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah.
You've got the questions, he's got the answers.
And this is the time when we need Dr. Bill. Well, we need him year-round, but especially during the hurricane season, and you can hear him twice an hour every hour right here on FM Talk 106.5.
I think they need him in Denver right now.
Yeah.
We've got some news around the corner about Auburn up on the plains, but Dalton's going to surprise me with that one. Also, news of the Fools coming straight ahead on FM Talk 106.5 at 7:40.
Alabama, it's our home, and right now, our home needs your help. To improve the future of Alabama, we all have to take the census. It could mean $13 billion in funding for our state and make sure our voice is heard in Washington. And it takes every one of us. It's your right. Take the census now at my2020census.gov.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center near Saraland, southbound 65 at exit 13. That's going to be Alabama 158 or Industrial Parkway. They've got an accident tying up traffic on the interstate. Also looking for one they can't find off the tree line. I-10 westbound between McDonald's Road and Grand Bay Wilbur Road. Looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley, got you covered for lunch today. Pork chops, barbecue ribs, the shrimp dinners, and what they're known for, all their free pass arounds, including all the Thrilled Rolls you can catch. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning, y'all. It is now 7:42, FM Talk 106.5. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. Back from the beach, and you know, you can trick him one time, but this time he actually used all that sunscreen. And
yes.
You've returned as white as a cloud. Like when you left on Friday, I was like, by the time I see Dalton on Monday...
You were worried about me.
He could be a mater. But looks just fine using the sunscreen. Good move.
Yeah, well, I think people were red with anger and impatience yesterday as they came back from the beach. I mean, the backup on I-10 heading westbound, going over the Bayway and into the Wallace Tunnel was just unbelievable, to the point where last night during sports night from 6 to 7, I was doing my best to give traffic updates because the wait to get across the Bayway then was still 35 minutes by about 6:45, 7 o'clock last night. It was worse earlier in the day where I think I heard reports that traffic was back all the way up to Buc-ee's on I-10. So we're talking about like 20 miles there before you get to the Bayway. I believe it's around that length. So God bless you if you were sitting in that traffic yesterday.
God bless you. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You'd think Buc-ee's as an attraction would break up the traffic a little bit because people pulling in there, and so they're off the interstate. But does Buc-ee's actually attract more traffic? So I don't know which it is, but it's become quite the spot on the way or back from the beach.
It certainly has. Well, you know, a couple months ago, we were talking about this new Auburn lecturer, Jesse Goldberg.
Oh, yeah.
First-year teacher at Auburn, and he made waves a few months ago when he said he would not say War Eagle at Auburn. Of course, that's the rally cry for Auburn students and fans, and he didn't like it because of its, you know, because war was in the name there. And then he caused a bigger, I guess I'll use the word kerfluffle here at the beginning of August when he made a post on his social media that said F the police, except he spelled it out there. And a lot of people were wondering what would Auburn do with this lecturer who hadn't even taught a single class yet during his time at Auburn and had already caused a stir with a couple national media stories. So it did come out and it was less reported, but Goldberg, he will not be teaching any classes this fall at Auburn, but will instead have a research-only fellowship at the university. But with saying that, you know, I have to give my props to some of the professors there at Auburn because over the last week on Friday, some Auburn faculty members, Beth Davis Schrammick, David Ketchin, and Glenn Ritchie, provided some meals for Auburn police officers. They said they were private citizens that were grateful members of the community and wanted to show their law enforcement officers there in Auburn a little bit of love. So they had lunch with these officers. And, of course, whenever you think of that story, you think of this Jesse Goldberg story that's kind of brought controversy to the university over the last few months.
Jesse now, wasn't at the lunch, I take it, huh?
I don't believe he showed up there at the lunch. But
no.
It's interesting, you know, the hiring of this guy. And a lot of people were calling on Auburn to fire him. And they didn't go that far, but they will not have him teach a class this year. Instead, he's going to be
researching.
And he did say that they didn't make that move unilaterally, that he signed off on the idea of him doing research only. But
sounds like the Southern Miss football coach. Kind of like, yeah. Here's what's going to happen to you now.
Yeah, a mutual agreement there.
Yeah,
there was
exactly.
More mutual on one side than the other. But
right.
I want to give a shout out to those Auburn professors that held lunch with the police officers on Friday.
Well done. Quick look at News of the Fools. This is probably, you know, Jesse didn't do a good job sliding into his job, and this is probably not a great way to get a job either. 22-year-old guy named Nicholas Mark from Catasauqua, Pennsylvania. He went to a pizza shop last week, and when nobody was paying attention, grabbed the tip jar, about $200 inside, and ran off.
That's a no-no.
An employee went after him, but Nicholas pulled a knife, so the employee backed off, but it wasn't all that difficult for the cops to track him down because of why? Because Nicholas had applied for the job at the pizza place using his real information, and the staff had his name and address and all of the other contact information. The cops tracked down Nicholas and arrested him for robbery, theft, assault, possession. So he applied for a job at the pizza place, then took the tip jar, and it wasn't not the highest level of police work to find that guy.
What a fool.
What a fool. That's News of the Fools on FM Talk 106.5.
I do appreciate him making it easier on the police yes. officers in this
yeah.
situation.
Exactly. You know, give the cops a break every now and then, right? It is 7:46. What's up in sports?
Yeah, coming up in sports, Tua learned whether he'll be the starter this weekend for his first Miami Dolphins game, and only 20 days left in the MLB regular season. I'll give you a rundown of the standings coming up in sports.
You know, Braves are doing pretty well, even though half their roster seems to be either injured or nowhere to be found.
Yeah, they're looking like a lock for the playoffs this year.
Very good. Sports is next.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A body found yesterday near the Alabama Welcome Center on Interstate 10 is on its way to Montgomery to be identified. Baldwin County deputies are investigating the discovery as a homicide. Employees of the Alabama rest area at the Florida state line found the body Monday morning. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. Family members say a man accused of opening fire outside Bass Pro Shop in Spanish Fort began acting strangely about a week ago. 38-year-old Robert Smith Jr. is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning charged with assault, discharging a firearm into an occupied building, reckless endangerment, and resisting arrest. Smith's family says they do not know what motivated him, armed with 8 weapons and hundreds of rounds of ammo, to open fire in the retailer's parking lot. Tuscaloosa bars will reopen today, 2 weeks after they were forced to close. Bars will be allowed to operate at 50% capacity with a maximum of 100 customers. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Honoring our fallen veterans is the goal of the Veterans Memorial Recovery Team, a small group working on cleaning up historic Oak Lawn Memorial Cemetery in North Mobile after many years of neglect. The team needs your help. If you can donate your time or your cash, the Veterans Memorial Recovery Team would like to hear from you. Find out more on their Facebook page or call Bill 251-649-2281 or Fran at 251-605-1290. The Veterans Memorial Recovery Team.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. 10 minutes until 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Saturday afternoon, a documentary about former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was scheduled to air on Fox. But it was postponed until next Monday because NHRA drag racing aired late after a rain delay. There were so many people upset online. You would have thought that, you know, something much worse had happened. But
you would have thought that a drag race car hit Tua.
You would think so, but fans of Tua were not happy online. And then the week didn't get any better for them yesterday when the Miami Dolphins announced that veteran Ryan Fitzpatrick will get the started quarterback in the Dolphins' season opener against Cam Newton and the New England Patriots. The 37-year-old Fitzpatrick is heading into his 16th NFL season and appears to be getting along fantastically with the Heisman winner that is slated to eventually take his place. Now, Tua was selected 5th overall in this year's NFL draft by the Dolphins. It's been expected that he would begin the season as Fitzpatrick's backup, but Tagovailoa has impressed in Miami with his mobility since returning from hip surgery 10 months ago. That, of course, came after Tua suffered a devastating injury in a Bama game versus Mississippi State. Speaking of the Tide, a couple former Alabama running backs will miss at least the first 3 games of the NFL season after being placed on injured reserve. New England Patriots second-year back Damian Harris is headed to the IR after reportedly undergoing surgery on his pinky finger. And Detroit Lions running back Bo Scarborough was placed on the IR with an undisclosed injury. That cleared a roster spot for the newest Lion, future Hall of Famer Adrian Peterson. Peterson was signed by Detroit over the weekend after he was released by Washington. Peterson now 1,053 yards behind Lions great Barry Sanders for 4th on the NFL's career rushing list. The 2020 MLB regular season is set to end in 20 days, with the 16-team playoffs scheduled to begin on September 29th. The top 2 teams in each division will make the postseason, along with the 2 remaining teams with the best win-loss record. Right now, the LA Dodgers have the best record in the majors at 30 wins and 12 losses. They lead the Padres in the NL West by 5 games. Atlanta fell to Miami in 10 innings yesterday, but still lead the NL East by 2 games over Philly. The Cubs lead the NL Central by 2.5 games over the St. Louis Cardinals. The Tampa Bay Rays currently have the best record in the American League and lead Toronto by 5 games in the AL East. Yankees currently hold one of the 2 final wild card spots for the AL. The White Sox and Indians are tied for the lead in the AL Central, with the Twins 1 game behind, and the Oakland A's lead Houston by 3.5 games in the AL Central. Hard to believe the MLB season is already in the home stretch as they head towards the playoffs.
Yeah, they had to just kind of compact everything into this shortened season, and suddenly here we go, playoffs around the corner.
Now, there have been 38 games postponed because of COVID. We'll see how they're able to make those up in the coming 3 weeks.
Okay.
752 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
If you're getting some strange calls and or texts on your phone, you're not alone. Dalton and I will explain next.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Good morning.
It is SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Do have an accident southbound 65 at Industrial Parkway. Backing up traffic to Celeste Road, so be patient through there. The few other accidents we've had have been cleared up, and we've got a great ride again coming in from the Eastern Shore. The Bayway, the Causeway, no accidents or delays there. Book a service and spend the day at the pool. It's your time to pamper yourself and your wallet at the Spa at the Battle House in downtown Mobile. Enjoy 20% off any 50-minute or more treatment Tuesday through Thursday in September. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I got to watch it. Race car driving Kane, he's going to take a tire iron to my head. I bumped in on his traffic right there, and that's essential information. So I apologize to one and all.
It happens to the best of us, Dan.
And me. And it's 7:55 FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. I found one of those texts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the scam, I got it. Can I tell you what it says?
Sure.
This might be the one you're talking about.
Let's trade stories here.
I got it from AT&T. Mm-hmm. Not really. Unsuccessful payment. Call this number. It's a 205 number.
Right.
Anyway, it's a scam.
Yeah, I've got the exact same text. Came to me mid-August from AT&T. Yeah. Unsuccessful payment, and then they give you a number. And that's something that you have to worry about now. And it's interesting, some of these more of these stories are rolling out. So, you know, it's been years, but dealing with my grandparents and other folks who are susceptible to online, hacks and frauds and things of that nature, I've always had to worry about them in their email, right? Getting
sure.
those scam emails and then clicking on a link that gives them a virus.
Yep.
Well, now in this day and age of texting where everyone texts, you have to worry about that as well. And Dan and I just showed a couple of the scam texts that we've received, but there's one going around that they're reporting on now for people to be worried about. And I encourage you, if you open up your text and you receive one that seems strange, don't be so quick to click on any links or numbers or anything of that nature. But recently a text that says it's coming from the Postal Service or FedEx or UPS
yeah.
and asks you to click a link to find out about a delivery that did not make it to your house.
Oof,
or business.
That would be tempting.
That ends up being a scam. And
yeah.
now the Federal Trade Commission is putting reports out there. They said scammers are sending this text message with a fake shipment tracking code and a link to update your delivery preferences to get access to personal information. One version of the scam takes you to a fake Amazon website.
Shoot.
And from there they say you're invited to take a customer satisfaction survey and you might just win a free prize. But in order to get that free prize, Dan, you have to give them your credit card number to pay for shipping. That, my friend, is a scam that you don't want to fall for. The Better Business Bureau said a lot of these texts contain a tracking link or a message that the shipper's having difficulty delivering the package to you, or a link to update your delivery preferences. And when you click that link, it takes you to a form that asks for some personal identifying information or a site that downloads malware onto your computer or phone. So just keep an eye out for some of these scams that are coming to your text. And, of course, the email. The number of times I've had to tell people, no, why'd you click on
too
that?
Late.
Now we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Now you got to worry about that on your phone as well.
Yeah, and, you know, like, we're busy. So it's like, am I waiting on a package from FedEx? I get maybe, right?
Yeah, I never know if my wife maybe ordered something.
Exactly. All right, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. We've got
Quinn Hilliard's on the way.
Okay, Quinn. Of course, Jeff Ford Show starts at 9 o'clock. Sean Sullivan and Midday Mobile starting at noon today on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A body found yesterday near the Alabama Welcome Center on Interstate 10 is on its way to Montgomery to be identified. Baldwin County deputies are investigating the discovery as a homicide. Employees of the Alabama rest area at the Florida state line found the body Monday morning. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. Family members say a man accused of opening fire outside Bass Pro Shop in Spanish Fort began acting strangely about a week ago. 38-year-old Robert Smith Jr. is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning charged with assault, discharging a firearm into an occupied building, reckless endangerment, and resisting arrest. Smith's family says they do not know what motivated him, armed with eight weapons and hundreds of rounds of ammo, opened fire in the retailer's parking lot. Tuscaloosa bars will reopen today, 2 weeks after they were forced to close. Bars will be allowed to operate at 50% capacity with a maximum of 100 customers. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve.